In the name of Jesus, amen. We are gathered by our Lord's call and invitation to his table. Bread and wine, his words, his body and blood given us to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of our sins. Epiphany, indeed, right here this morning. Today's gospel in the week of Epiphany 3 doesn't seem to have much in the way of an epiphany. The Lord is indeed there, in Nazareth, where better known, and what he has recently been saying and doing. Yet he is rejected. An epiphany by rejection. Strange epiphany. Like us, the people of Nazareth had their criteria, their specifications for an epiphany. What they knew of the words and deeds of Jesus went some way to meet their criteria. But then this evidence bumped up against the fact that the man in question was only Jesus. They'd known him since he was knee-high to a grasshopper, Mary's boy, who had carried on the carpentry business. They had tables in their homes made by him, and when he had not made them to their satisfaction, they had sent them back and told him how to make a table properly. Now, on the Sabbath day, he was teaching in the synagogue. Mark does not tell us of the sermon. They obviously weren't listening very much. They were asking each other questions, and questions put in such a way that they were not for Jesus to answer, but themselves. And the questions weighted toward rejection of him. This weight was their notion of God, and how he must behave when he comes on the scene. Something spectacular, supernatural, bowling you over. That might be an epiphany. Utterly ordinary Jesus did not qualify. Interchangeable with his brothers and sisters, they were the same flesh as he was. Then comes the God-relating word. They took offense at him. How they were toward Jesus was how they were toward God. Toward God as they did not want him to be. So ordinary, so familiar, so everyday. Just like James and Joseph and Judas and Simon and his sisters. And you and me. The good news that God could love us so much to be one of us in all our everyday ordinariness and need, this they rejected. They did not believe such a God as in Jesus, so near, so one of them, so with them. They wanted a God rather not so near, who might now and then do a proper God spectacular, and toward whom they might then work out a proper relationship. Jesus didn't fit that. He was altogether near with them for their good that he would give them. But they would not be given to for their good. And Jesus was the Jesus he was. And gifts are not coercible. He could not do any mighty work there, except that he laid hands upon a few sick people and healed them. Some were given to, some believed him. Mark reports that Jesus marveled at the unbelief of the many. For us, unbelief seems perfectly natural, for we are in the alternative lifestyle set up by sinners apart from God. Not so with Jesus. The life he lived was in God. The living God was there in him. God who would draw near in mercy and generosity. His doing that in Jesus, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon and his sisters, this they rejected. What made this epiphany good news was why they rejected it. The Lord could not appear so ordinary and everyday. He must do it according to their specifications of God. So Mark gives a forecast of Jesus' final trial, rejection, and crucifixion, and of all subsequent rejection and unbelief. Ours too, our attempts to get him some distance away, more unapproachable, more just now and then. The man from Nazareth, son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon and his sisters, the one who was crucified for sinners, he died the death that was ours to die for sin, in our place, our brother. That death was given us in our baptism. It is ours before God. Therefore, no more sin's death for us. He gave his body and shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Is that the way he is toward you? Can he be bothering about you, love you so much? He takes bread and gives you his body to eat, wine, his blood to drink for you. Ordinary, familiar, everyday bread and wine, Mary's son, brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon and his brothers, the crucified and risen Lord. Yes, yes. The gospel goes on to tell of his sending out his men in his service for his sake and in the lively strength of his gifts. Faith alone, Christ alone, you for me and I for you. Yes, send me too, your way. Amen.